Welcome, everyone. My name is Matt Hansen. I'm the head of partnerships here at Altruist. And the goal of today is, number one, share a little bit about what we're up to here at Altruist and then show you the platform. So we'll keep it open. Feel free to ask questions. You can type the questions into the portal. I'll be happy to get to as many as possible. And if you need to reach me directly after, I'll put my email address in there, but it's matt.hansen@altruist.com. Happy to talk offline as well. So before we get started, a little bit of my background. I've been at Altruist here for a year and a half. Came from a worked at two different large RIAs. Been in the RIA space my entire career, about 17 years. Started on the asset management side, working with registered investment advisors, and had the opportunity to work at two of the top five in the country in terms of size. So kind of seen both sides of it, and excited to share what we're up to here at Altruist. So we've been hard at work for 4 years, really building the first all digital all-in-one custody platform. Altruist gives RIAs the ability to bring more of your business operations in one place with less complexity and lower costs. So for those of you who are new to us, we always like to start with our mission. And we're working super hard to make financial advice better, more accessible, and more affordable. So what does that mean? It really comes down to providing independent advisors the tools and the platform to help you grow more efficiently, which will ultimately help you reach more people. So we all know this business. If we've seen the maps where you see all the different technologies that you can choose from. There's a lot out there. So we're trying to simplify things. We're trying to reduce costs. We're trying to increase efficiencies across your businesses. And Altruist brings together the essential tools an advisor needs to start and to run their practice, all fully digital. So custody, fee billing, portfolio management, performance reporting, all in one clean, modern experience. So if you don't want to use all these tools, you don't have to, which I'll show you. But the key is, there's no more paperwork, no more logging into five different portals. We're trying to make things very simple for advisors. And that goes for both the day-to-day of running your business and also on the investment side. So we give advisors the tools and functionality to build custom portfolios with commission-free trades, track fractional shares, or you can outsource to one of our model marketplace managers. So I'll show you the platform in just a moment, but wanted to give you just a sense of who we are, the impetus behind why we built Altruist. And at the end of the day, Altruist Clearing is the only self-clearing custodian that is fully digital, it's vertically integrated, and built exclusively for registered investment advisors. So there's lots of new stuff to come in the next few months. We've had a lot of exciting news over the past few months. If any of you follow along, we acquired Shareholder Services Group. We raised our Series D funding. We went self-clearing. So it's been a very busy few months here for us. And we're excited for a lot of the new features coming in the next few months. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. We'll walk through the demo of the platform. Perfect. So for those of you who are new to us, probably the first thing you'll notice is, where is everything? This is by design. We have a very simple, clean layout of the platform. You're not going to see banners, widgets, tickers running around. It's very simple, very clean. We're trying to, again, keep things as efficient as possible for you to run your business. So what you'll notice here is just basic information, number of clients, AUM, the percent change on the portfolio, on your book of business in general. The portfolio accounting system and reporting system is built right in here, so you can toggle through different timeframes. And as you scroll down, you'll see top holdings. Again, this is a demo environment, so pardon some of the numbers here. But you'll see your top clients, the number of accounts, and the cash position. So if this was a live account, and I think a few of you are on the Altruist platform, the nice part about this is, what I really like is the cash position. We get a lot of good feedback from advisors. Very quickly, you can look and say, okay, why is the Allen household 12% cash? There must have been an ACAT that came in. I want to take a quick look at that. So it just gives you a quick, nice snapshot of your overall business here. So we're going to take you through a workflow of opening up an account, funding account, investing account, and then setting up the billing on the account. So let's start with opening the account. So very simple. There's a couple different ways to do it in terms of whether the client is sitting next to you or you're going to send an invite to the client. But we're going to go ahead and choose a current client here. We'll choose the Barrows household. So you have two options, as I mentioned. So you can either send an invite to the client. So the client will then get an email to click on and open up the account. Or you could do it in person with a digital signature. So 95% of our advisors use the invitation. So we'll go through that workflow. Here are all the different account types that we offer today. There's new account types coming. And if you've sort of followed us over the past couple of years, we've added quite a few. We cover about 95% of the account types that advisors are asking for. And I'll show you our roadmap as well. We have a number of different account types on the horizon. So we'll go ahead and choose an IRA. And this is where we call it account group or it's rep code. So if there's multiple advisors in your office, you can choose which advisory team is working on this particular account. And then the purpose of the funds and the source of the funds, just a couple of quick questions from a compliance standpoint. And then we do integrate with a number of different CRMs. So if this is a current client, obviously their information is already going to be in here. But also we do, for example, if you use WealthBox, all the information would flow from WealthBox right into the Altruist platform. So we'll go ahead and choose the client. All the information's in here. Employment status, employer. Looks like we have a question here. Redtail, great question. I'll try to answer the questions as we go too. Great question. It is in production now. So there's Salesforce and Redtail are currently in production with a few rolled out to a few of our advisors. So more to come there. Stay tuned for additional integrations. So all the information is already filled in as a current client and disclosures, typical FINRA questions. We used to have this all in multiple pages, and the most recent release that we did is all in one page to make it a little bit cleaner, a little bit easier to open up the account. So we'll hit next. So this is where you have the option to add the beneficiary, or the client will be prompted to add the beneficiary. So a couple of different ways that we can get the bennies, as well as you'll see the trusted contact. Same thing. You can add it here, or the client can add it on their side. Your ADV automatically goes to the client. So you can upload a client agreement here. We are scoping different ways that the client can digitally sign the client agreement, but every advisor is a little bit different. So we're trying to hopefully, you know, get that into the platform at some point so you don't have to do the client agreement separately. But that's it. The account, as soon as I hit finish and send, the account number is created on our side. So it takes we always joke about it, it takes longer to talk through it than it does to actually do it. And then once I hit finish and send here, the client's going to get an email. It's going to say, you know, your advisor wants to open up an account on Altruist on your behalf. Click here. They would put in a username and password. They'll create a username and password. And once they're in, they would just check off a couple of boxes. The account number sync and the account is open and ready to go. I'll stop there for a second just to see if there's any questions on the account opening process. That is correct. If everyone can see the chat, basically whatever information you do not include, if it is needed, the client will have the ability to add that information. Great question. Awesome. That is correct. Yep. And the client will digitally sign the agreement via the email link. That is correct. So so we just opened up an account. Let's go down to the Barrows household here. So next thing we need to do is obviously get the account funded. So you can see that, look, pretend we opened up the IRA here for Emmy. We can initiate the ACAT right from here. So it's again, all digital. So if it's coming from TD Ameritrade, I would type in type in the account number. We're gonna do a full transfer. As soon as I hit submit, that's off. So a couple days later, the account will be funded. And the same thing here, just from a compliance standpoint and keeping your clients updated on what's going on in their accounts, they will get an email and they will have to confirm that they're okay with this ACAT coming from TD Ameritrade over to Alteryx. And while we're on this little window that pops out here, you'll see move money authorization. This is to move money back and forth with ACH. So once it's set up once, we would link the bank account and then money can flow back and forth. Questions there? Awesome. So the account's funded. So we opened up the account, we funded the account. So we come back in a couple of days later, we got an alert that now we have assets in the account, a couple different ways that we can invest the money. You'll see kind of everywhere you go, you'll see a little trading window that you can click on and you can place an individual trade. But I'll focus on today is both the custom portfolios as well as our model marketplace. Most of our advisors, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, we want to try to make advisors as efficient as possible. So if we can get more model-driven portfolios, it's obviously going to save the advisor a lot of time and, you know, hopefully keep the client invested for longer and during periods of turmoil that they know what their portfolio is before getting into it. So a couple different ways to look at this. So from a custom model standpoint, we view the model as a sleeve of the portfolio, and then we view the portfolio as the entirety. So if we think about a model portfolio, we could have an equity sleeve, we could have multiple equity sleeves, we could have a fixed income sleeve. So it's really up to you on how you want to build the portfolio. So for example here, I could just build an equity sleeve here that has a couple different stocks in it. So let's just say I wanted Ford for 50% of the portfolio and the other 50%, I wanted Tesla. I would save this as a sleeve or as a model, as we call it. As soon as I save this, then when I would go in to build my portfolio, I would be able to choose from all the models that I have saved. Or I could use the model marketplace with the UMA functionality, which I'll show you in just a moment. But for the sleeve part of the portfolio, again, you can create as many models as you want. They could be broken up by equity, fixed income. This could be, you know, just equity autos. I mean, really, it gives you the functionality to build the portfolios how you'd like to build them. The meat of it is really where you go in to build the actual portfolio. So again, the portfolio is built of individual models underneath or sleeves. So this would be our portfolio. We can build as many portfolios as we'd like. We choose the rebalancing method. So we have event-based rebalancing where that's looking at money coming into the portfolio, money coming out of the portfolio, any cash deposits, ACATs, things like that, or drift-based. And drift-based is you can set your different bands. So really giving you the power to manage the portfolio how you would like to. So if I just set a 20% drift on this portfolio, I would then have to choose how I'd want to manage the cash. Do I want to have a cash position outside of the portfolio? So, and then the drift settings will not be looking at the cash, or do I want to manage it in the models as a part of the portfolio? Again, giving you the opportunity to build the portfolio exactly how you want it. How you want to see it behave. So if I set a cash target of one, I'm going to set my raise cash threshold at 0.75 and then the invest cash at 1.5. I'll get to your question in just a second. And then here's, and again, we're building the broader portfolio now. So we chose the rebalancing method, we choose how we want to manage the cash. And then when we get into building the portfolio, this is where we've made a lot of changes over the past 6 months. And this is where you can actually take your custom sleeves that we just built. So we built that auto sleeve, for example, or you can, as I mentioned, you can build as many as you want on the custom side. So if I wanted to take my US equity sleeve that I built and use it as 80% of the portfolio, I could then come over to our model marketplace, which I'll dive into in just a minute. And I could choose any of the model providers that we have. And I could have this be 80% of the portfolio. I can have this be 20% of the portfolio. It's really up to you and how you want to do it. But this would be where I could choose some of my own custom models, and then I could group them with some more turnkey portfolios that are managed by, you know, some of the top managers out there. We have 18 different model providers today. We're always looking to add new ones that make sense and that complement what we have on the platform today. But you'll never see us have 50 different model providers. Again, we're trying to make things more efficient, not less efficient. So we're trying to add the right ones. And as you can imagine, we have, you know, quite a few that want to get on here, but we are very selective in terms of who we're adding and why we're adding them. So one of the new ones is Goldman Sachs. They recently got added. And then we have some smaller, more boutique managers doing some unique things, from ESG to direct indexing. Probably a lot of these managers you've heard of before, but you have the ability to use some of their portfolios, or you can build your own portfolio. And one of the questions that came through is around tax management. And unfortunately, I don't have anything to show you today in the demo environment, but we are rolling out tax management in about 2 weeks. And how we view tax management is, the first piece of it was security exclusion. So if you kind of think about a client coming in with, let's just say, $2 million, they have $500,000 in Tesla, for example, and you want to exclude that position from any, we don't want to buy any more Tesla. We don't want to buy anything that looks like Tesla. We already have that ability today. So we have security exclusion. And the next iteration of this that we'll be launching in a couple of weeks in beta is full tax management, where it's automated tax loss harvesting. So nothing that the advisor needs to do on their end except toggle it on taxable accounts. And what it will do behind the scenes is look for opportunities to tax loss harvest throughout the year. And this isn't something where we're going to do it all in Q4. This is something that's being done throughout the year on an automated basis. So if you use the model marketplace, which is typically 12 basis points to access the model marketplace, the tax loss harvesting is included. If you build your custom models, if you build, you know, your own model portfolios, if you want tax loss harvesting, it'll be 10 basis points. So free for model marketplace, 10 basis points for custom models. And again, that includes automated tax loss harvesting. So it's looking at short-term and long-term gains. It's going to buy a similar, you know, for example, you sell a large cap ETF, it's going to buy a similar large cap ETF and then come back into the other one 31 days later to avoid the wash sale. So it's smart enough to be running in the background at all times. And I think the beauty of it is it's obviously better for the client, number one, and number two, saves you a lot of time and resources having to do that yourself. So I'm going to get out of building the portfolio, and I just wanted to show everyone the marketplace. Going back to a couple different ways to invest, we looked at the custom piece, so building your own custom model. But here's a look at the model marketplace. Again, you'll see new managers added over time. If you are an advisor on the Altruist platform, number one, thank you for joining us on this mission. But also, if there are managers that you'd like to see, please submit it. We're always open to suggestions. Our entire platform is co-created alongside our advisors. So, you know, basically anything that we do on the platform is because, for the most part, an advisor asked for it and other advisors upvoted and other advisors wanted it. So we're always trying to make the platform better for you. This is not built for us. This is built strictly for our registered investment advisor clients. So, please feel free to continue providing feedback. But here's a look at the Mono marketplace as it stands today. A number of different managers. So if I clicked on, let's click on, pick on Goldman Sachs, for example. So we have two different series from Goldman Sachs. We have an ETF series, which is a number of different ETF portfolios. And then we also have a multi-manager series. And you'll see from a fee perspective, the multi-manager probably gives it away, but our platform fee is 12 basis points. So the difference between 27 and 12, that's the fee that Goldman Sachs is charging on top of for a strategist fee. So a lot of these, if the underlying funds or the underlying ETFs are provided by that company, there's no strategist fee. So a lot of the model marketplace, what you'll see is that it'll be 12 basis points all in. So, you know, if we went to Vanguard, for example, it's going to be 12 basis points all in. That's going to include the tax loss harvesting, all the tax management. The portfolio is a turnkey. So you basically set it, assign a portfolio to a client, which I'll show you how to do that. As soon as that portfolio is assigned to the client, it's going to be managed for you. So that fee is 12 basis points. Questions on Mono Marketplace or the custom models? Great, and feel free to. Yeah, great question, Sean. So no, there's no additional fee. So if you don't use tax management, and again, we haven't rolled it out yet. It will be rolled out in the next few weeks. But if you don't use tax management, there's no fee to build your own custom models. So I guess we could kind of stop here for a second, just talk about fees on the Altus platform in general. So there are no minimums to come onto the platform. So we have advisors from startup with literally zero clients, zero assets signed up on the platform. And we have advisors all the way into the billions that are utilizing the platform. So sort of everyone in between. We used to, if you've followed us through our journey here, it used to be first 100 accounts are free, and then it was $1 per month per account. In the past few weeks, we've since dropped that $1 per account. So now there's no fee. If you managed your own portfolios on Altus, you did not use Mono Marketplace, there's zero fee to be on the platform. You would not be paying for investments, especially if you use the ETFs or individual stocks, because there's no commission there. We do have a $5 mutual fund trading fee. We have a number of no transaction fee mutual funds, but there's a lot on the transaction fee side. So if you're familiar with Schwab or Fidelity or Pershing or others, you're used to the $10 or $20 or $50 fee. Ours are $5 across the board, including Dimensional. Yeah, great question. On the closeout fees, there are, depending on the type of account, there are closeout fees on the, I actually have the, over here. Let me see if I can just give you an answer. I could follow up with a link that brings you right to all the fees, Melissa. That's a good question. There are some fees that are reasonable on the closeout side. So we opened up the account, we funded the account, walked through the investment side of things and how to build portfolios, how to assign, and what I'll show you now is how to assign a portfolio. So we'll pick on the Keelings here. And all I went to was accounts. And this gives you a kind of a nice view of all of your accounts. You can kind of see what accounts need, what households or what accounts need to be assigned a portfolio. What accounts need to be assigned a fee schedule. So it's as simple as just clicking on assign here. And I'm gonna be brought right to the household here. So I see the account, I see the custodian is Altus, I see security exclusion. I have, that's where you would go in and customize anything you would like to there. And all I would do is model portfolio. I would just click here to assign. And it's going to give me two options. It's going to give me the marketplace. It's going to give me my custom portfolios. And again, Sean, to your question, if it was custom, there'd be zero fee. I'm going to go ahead and choose one of the marketplace portfolios so I can either toggle down or I could choose one, choose from the list here. I'll go to Vanguard and I'm going to choose the 60/40 income portfolio for this client. I have a couple options here. So I can absorb the fees as an advisor, or I could pass those 12 basis points to the client. It's up to you. We see both. So but we're giving you the option there. And then from a rebalancing standpoint, do I want to rebalance at next market open? I click here, I click assign. It's all set. So wake up tomorrow morning, this portfolio is going to, this account, this $1,500 is going to be invested in that Vanguard portfolio. Everything's going to be taken care of from a rebalancing standpoint. New money goes in, it's going to automatically be invested back into that portfolio. As for billing, you probably saw on that previous page where I was on this accounts page where I could assign portfolios, but I could also assign fee schedules. So let's touch on billing for a moment. We are giving advisors the option to really create as many fee schedules as you want. You can choose flat fee, you can choose AUM, you can choose flat fee plus AUM. You would simply just name the schedule. So, you know, if we kind of think about a very, very simple business, it would be my standard schedule and then my friends and family schedule. So standard schedule, let me go to AUM here. So I'm going to charge in arrears, I'm going to charge monthly, and I'm going to base it off of the daily average of the account. I'm not going to have a minimum fee here, but I am going to blend the rate. So I'm going to go $1 to 500,000 at 1%. And then from 500,000 to a million at 0.75, and so on and so forth. So as soon as I create my schedules, they'll all be saved in here. And you can see from our demo environment, if I go back, we've created quite a few schedules. But you could create as many as you want. And simply as the new client comes on, you just assign that schedule to the client. And again, everything is taken care of from a billing standpoint. So going back to really the impetus of Alteryx is that all-in-one solution, making things as easy as possible. Also wanted to show you the household view. So just in general, if you come to a household, what it looks like, basic information that you need to answer questions when a client calls. So you're gonna see the net deposit, you're gonna see the earnings, you're gonna see the ending value, you're gonna see time weighted return. You can change these benchmarks, you can customize these benchmarks, you can toggle between different timeframes. I mentioned a number of different ways to trade. You can simply click here and you can place a trade on the account just like you could at any other custodian. So this is just one-off trades. If you wanted to, you know, buy a share of Tesla, for example, you could do that right from here. As I scroll down, I can see all the other accounts in this household. So if I wanted to dig into a specific account, couple different ways to do that. I could come down here. So it, as you'll see with our platform, there's, you could get to the same place in multiple ways. And again, just trying to make it as intuitive and as easy to navigate through as possible. But if I come down into Mr. Allen's trust here, I'm gonna see a little bit more of a detailed view of what's going on. So I could dig into advanced analytics, which we just launched here in the last few months. It's gonna give me the cash targets that were set, how I'm rebalancing this portfolio, what model it is, if there's any security exclusions, do I need cash set aside, for example? So if a client calls and said, "Hey, I need, you know, 10 grand ready to go, going on a trip in a month," you can set aside $10,000 and set a date for that to be set aside until, if the client doesn't touch that 10,000, it's going to be rebalanced right back into the portfolio. So you're not going to see cash drag just because the client said something and didn't want to use it. So it gives you the ability to set aside cash. but we just added this advanced analytics, which I think is fantastic. We're getting a lot of the information from Morningstar, but if you wanted to dig in a little bit more onto the portfolio from a analytics standpoint, you can do that here. It's going to give you upside, downside. It's going to give you max drawdown, beta, R squared. Just a little bit more information on the portfolio for those clients that are interested in that, or advisors that are interested in seeing that. But again, very clean, very simple UI, just giving you the information that you need to answer questions in the portfolio and then to manage the client day to day. We do have integrations with a number of different third parties, as I mentioned. So that's really changed in the past 9 months. At first, our platform was fairly closed off. Advisors would come to us and, you know, sort of run their entire business from the Altruist platform. Post self-clearing that we went through back about a month ago, we used to be on Apex. So a lot of the integrations were through Apex, and now we are our own self-clearing custodian. So we basically have a lot more the ability to partner with different folks and a much more control over the entire process from start to finish. So we have opened up our APIs. So we have integrations with a number of performance reporting systems as well. So we have a number of advisors that are multi-custodian that want to use Orion or Black Diamond or Advizon. We have integrations with all three. From a financial planning perspective, we have eMoney is just about finished. It's in beta right now. We have Right Capital. We have MoneyGuide Pro in beta as well. So you continue to see us partner with more folks from an integration perspective. So I think that's allowed us to work with more advisors that are multi-custodian. We've seen a lot of interest over the past, call it 6 to 9 months, in terms of what we're doing from larger firms. So you know, most larger firms, as everyone knows, are multi-custodian. So we have the ability to integrate with some of those performance reporting vendors that those folks use. I wanted to make sure that we touched on our roadmap. So I think it's very important. I think it's makes us, you know, very different from, I think, a lot of the other custodians and just financial services in general. Just having a look behind the curtain in terms of what we're building, why we're building it, when we're building it. Our entire roadmap is available to all of our advisors. So on the right side here, you'll see completed, and I think we'd be here for about 3 days if I scrolled through it all, but what you'll notice is that these little numbers to the left here, those are upvotes by our advisors. So you can see, you know, specifically on billing details, 46 other advisors really liked what this particular advisor suggested. So our team went in there, and solo 401k is a good example. 266 advisors clicked, I want that too. And if I click on any of these, what you'll see is advisors talking to our product managers, talking to our founder, Jason Wank. You'll see our engineers in here. Hey, what would you like to see? Would you like to be in a beta test? So we are an open book in terms of what we're building, why we're building it, how we're building it. You can see a number of things in progress here, and then a number of things that we have planned. So it gives advisors that a sense of importance in terms of how we're building the platform, because at the end of the day, we are building it strictly for advisors. We are not B2C. We are working only with advisors. So we want to make sure that the platform solves all the needs that you have from a day-to-day perspective, and that we're always getting better. So this is where you would type something in regarding billing or whatever it is. You could type it in, you would share it, other advisors would upvote it, and that's where it goes into the queue from a roadmap perspective. All the reports that you would need from a activity reports, holdings reports, performance summaries, investment reports are all right here. You can also get them through the actual household view. And then from a integration perspective as well, we do get feeds from a number of other custodians. So we do get the feeds from Fidelity, from TD Ameritrade, from Schwab, Dimensional is another integration that we have. And that, as I mentioned, one of two of our first couple integrations were Right Capital and Wealthbox. So if you kind of think about Altruis as a whole, the couple things that we don't do is financial planning, or we don't provide the software to do is financial planning and CRM. So the first two that were asked about the most that our advisors wanted were Right Capital and Wealthbox. So that's what we did first, but more to come there. So I'm going to stop from just a demo perspective. I'll stop there, see what questions are out there, and happy to jump in to any specific areas of the platform. And I guess one area that we didn't touch on as you're kind of thinking about your questions is support. Very different with us. We have the chat functionality, which I think at first is like, man, I don't really like chat. I'm used to chatting into my bank and they ask me 50 questions and it's not a real person. Ours are real people. I can tell you personally that I know them all. And our SLA is 5 minutes, and it's been on average about 42 seconds in terms of response time. So our advisors are getting real people. They're getting real responses. They're getting answers to the questions. So if chat doesn't work for you for whatever reason, or there's a particular thing that you're working on that chat's not going to work, they're happy to set up a call. They're happy to do a video call with screen share. So we are open to doing the more traditional ways of contacting customer service, but the chat functionality is very, very efficient for both our team and for our advisors that are using it. So it's been a big hit. I'm going to jump over to the Limitless portal to make sure there are no questions that I'm missing here. All right, a couple questions have come in. Yeah, Sean, great question. So Sean was asking, we got a 3-minute warning. So Dimensional, yes, $5. This would be rapid fire here, see how I do. So Dimensional, yes, $5 on all mutual fund trades. Self-clearing was huge for us. So, Apex was phenomenal for the first few years of the existence of Altruist. There were some limitations in terms of what we could and couldn't do from an account type perspective and from a digital perspective. So, our plan was always to be self-clearing custodian. So we have about 420 employees today. We have offices in LA, Orange County, California, Dallas, as well as New Jersey. So we've grown the team. It was a 2.5 year plus process to go self-clearing. So we're excited to be where we're at today. But it gives us the ability to do so much more. We have a lot planned for the Altruist ecosystem, if you will. So we're excited to see what's to come.